Judging from the lack of interest in the subject from school children and the general knowledge they have about events from the past, you would think that young people are no longer having history lessons in school. Can it really be that the subject is that dull and dry, or the teachers instructing them just uninspiring? Perhaps the youth are too busy getting to grips with the here and now and all the immediate problems they have to confront in life to worry or concern themselves with what a king did who died a few hundred years ago. Possibly they do not see the relevance of what happened in the past and any connection to what's happening in the present. But this is where I think their reasoning is totally wrong. History is important, and it is very much a mirror of the future. Apart from specific things such as the advance of technology, medicines and communication, little has changed in this world of ours. Basic human behaviour is pretty much the same as ever it was. Our need, desires and emotions remain just as before. We want to be loved, need shelter, have problems with poverty, don't particularly want to die, and still, unfortunately, start wars. Also, we do not seem to heed the lessons that history teaches us, and amazingly, we continue to make the same mistakes that have happened in the past. Without history, we wouldn't have a sense of who we are, where we've come from, and where we're going. It gives us an identity, and in this ever-increasing, shrinking world, that is important. Boundaries are blurring, cities are becoming ever more cosmopolitan, and as a result, cultures are being watered down, our traditions forgotten, or worse, lost. By studying history, we learn how celebrations and rituals we once considered to be ancient and unique to one religion do in fact have their origins in another. Churches of one culture, erected to praise one specific god, we discover, turn out to be built on a previous place of worship and dedicated to a completely different deity. Fashion, for example, wouldn't work without a sense of previous concepts and styles. By studying what people wore in an earlier era, say for example the 19th century, this can lead us to design new clothes which cleverly reference that period and yet are not a total copy. History is all around us. It's in the architecture of our villages, towns and cities. Look about and you'll see a huge variety of building styles, from the timber-framed cottage, constructed from thick old oak beams, to the perfect symmetry of the Georgian mansion, with its stone-faced frontage proclaiming its statement of wealth and power. Wonderful, isn't it?